Go to sleep, my darling. Go to sleep, my love. Go to sleep, my darling. Go to sleep, my love. Lay your head upon my breast and cuddle up to sleep. Lay your head upon my breast and cuddle up to sleep. Go to sleep, my darling. Go to sleep and rest. Go to sleep, my darling. Let all your worries go. You're here now, cuddled up in my arms. You're here now, and all of your concerns and all of your worries and all the things that make you feel insecure and unhappy, they all fade away. And you go to sleep. And you dream lovely dreams. You dream dreams of peace and harmony and joy. You dream dreams of goodness. You dream dreams of love. It's all our choice. We have the choice of going to sleep each night, nestled in our mother's arms, nestled in our father's arms. We have the opportunity to let the cares and the worries and the concerns of the day pass us by, and we're no longer upset by them. And we drift off into wonderful sleep. The sleep of dreams, the sleep of magic, the sleep of wonder. Sleep has been a very great topic to many people. It's a very important topic to many people who find going to sleep difficult. Eventually they fall off, but during the time that they're not falling off, during the time that they're restless, and during the time that they seemingly do not fall asleep, they're concerned about all of the things that have happened to them during the day. They're concerned about the worries of yesterday, the worries of life. And they feel very, very unhappy. They feel very restless about it. Many times companies sell sleeping pills that sort of help you to relax and help you to be peaceful. Now, some of the flower essences that are sold help you to be at peace with anxiety and with things that go on in your heart and your mind that really have no place for right now. It's a time for blessed release and blessed sleep. And we sometimes use these essences of flowers. We use sleeping pills. We use all sorts of things to help us go to sleep. But the thing that helps us go to sleep best and most deeply and most profoundly is when we are at peace. And to be at peace is something that we train ourselves to do, because we train ourselves to be anxious. That we do so easily. We train ourselves to worry about things that are of no concern to us. And as we train ourselves to do these things, we feel very unhappy with life. We feel very unhappy with everything. Books are written on sleep and sleep disorders and how people worry about sleep. Sleep apnea is a condition of the mind where the mind just does not want to let go of the concerns that it has. Oh, doctors do a land office business with people who have sleep problems. And they don't help them. Oh, no. They just give them pills. They give them things to help them close off their consciousness, close off their mind. And this is all fine and dandy. What we want to do is, we have various levels of sleep. We have light sleep and we have heavy sleep. And One book calls it quality sleep. When you have quality sleep, then your body is rested, your mind is rested, you are rested, you feel just wonderful, you feel just magnificent, you feel like you're on top of the world. Now, some people worry about the amount of sleep they get. And yet some people can lay down in the middle of the afternoon or the beginning of the afternoon and take a 5-minute, 10-minute, 20-minute, half-hour sleep and arise so filled with joy and happiness, so filled with enthusiasm for getting on with the day, getting on with the ideas of life and being happy, and taking all of the miserable thoughts that would tell us that life's not wonderful and just let them pass by. Just drop them away. Research has been done on sleep, and we think we need 8 hours of sleep. That's what we tell our children. That's what we tell all the people who are ill. Get as many hours as you can. Well, that's not true. What you want to do is to get quality sleep. You want to get quality sleep and get as many hours of quality sleep as you can. And you'll find you don't need 8 hours. 6 hours of quality sleep or good sleep every night is sufficient for people who are no longer growing up, people who are becoming young adults and adults. Your body needs mental sleep at all times where you say, I am peace. I am peace. Whenever tension seems to strike you and grab you and lift you up and say, hey, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. And what do? You don't listen to that unhappiness. You just say to yourself, I am peace. You say to yourself, all is in divine order. You say to yourself, this is a wonderful world. Count your blessings, my dear beloveds. Count your blessings. When I count my blessings, I feel so good inside. And that's where it pays to feel good. I feel so good inside because everything is coming along roses. Everything is coming up roses. Oh, yes, indeed. Everything is coming along beautifully when I count my blessings. Sleep is wonderful. And we all would like to sleep easily and smoothly and beautifully every night. And we can do that when we start sleeping every day right now. What? Sleep during the day? We got things to do. We got mountains to climb, rivers to swim. We can't go sleeping during the day. Well, the kind of sleep I am talking about, you can do very readily during the day. The kind of sleep I'm talking about is the sleep that says you are living in a world that you created by your thoughts. You're living in a world that is filled with people that you have created with your thoughts, filled with circumstances you have created with your thoughts, filled with goodness I have created by my thoughts, filled with unhappiness I've created by my thoughts. My goodness, who would ever want to create unhappiness with their thoughts? Well, we do. So during the day, if every moment of my life, while I'm not saying I like me, I say, all is peace, all is harmony. And I start building this attitude of peace and harmony in me. And as I build this attitude all around me, things fall into place, being peace and harmony. I say, all is peace and harmony, and I look at people having an argument, and as I look at them, I find they're not having an argument, they're just having a good, strong discussion about things they like, things that turn them on, things that make them happy. As I look at the world and I see things not going quite like I'd like them to, I start counting my blessings instead of looking at that. And I say, everyone in my world is harmonious and beautiful. All the plants in my garden are growing profoundly and profundely and wonderfully. Oh, my goodness sake. And all the people I meet everywhere in my life, whether it's at the market or whether it's at church or whether it's at school or whether it's at the office or whether I walk down the street. And I greet all I see. I don't need to know them. Good morning. Wonderful morning, isn't it? And I walk along and people look at me and they say, who in the devil are you? One time I was in Brooklyn and I was on a rather limited income area of Brooklyn. And I was visiting one of our students. And every morning I would get up and go for a walk, bright and early, maybe 5-6 o'clock in the morning. And I'd walk down the Brooklyn streets, and some people were on their way to work. And they had just gotten up, and they hadn't slept too well, and they were not really happy about going to work. And they had looked downcast, and their head was looking at the ground. And I turned to each person, a bubble of light, and I said, good morning! Isn't this a wonderful day? Oh, everything is so fantastic. I feel so good. And then I'd say that to the next person, and the next person, and the next person. I would get done with my walk, and I'd be saying, bubbling over with, it's wonderful, it's a beautiful morning, wonderful, fantastic day. And all of those people looked at me and thought I was just a little loony. And of course I was, because I was not limited by the fact that you don't talk to people, that you always live in your own world, that you live in your tiny little capsule, and that when you're living in a big city, there are no other people, there's just you. And when you're in the country, there's nobody, it's just you. Well, for me, wherever I live, I am surrounded by beautiful beings, and I'm surrounded by a beautiful world, and I'm surrounded by happy people, and I make my world a happy world. And then when I am ready for my nap, or when I'm ready to lay down at night and go to sleep, I say to myself, I am peace. Oh, deep breaths. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And it's a wonderful peace. And I drop off into dreamland. And I deep sleep my dream. I am peace. I have had a busy, wonderful, fulfilling day, and I am ready to take my evening sleep. And I sleep for 6 hours. I sleep for 7 hours. I sleep for 8 hours. I sleep for 6 hours, and I am absolutely alert, content, and happy. I am absolutely peace. I feel like a young person. I feel like beautiful, young, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I feel just so fantastic. And people look at me and they say, how can you be happy all the time? How can you be joyous all the time? Why be otherwise? Why be anything but happy when happiness brings such great benefits to my body, mind, and soul? When happiness brings such great benefits to me? I don't go around talking religion, talking philosophy, talking other people's thoughts, other people's ways of dreaming, other psychologists, philosophers of the world. I talk my own thoughts, my own dreams, my own proposals. I talk about me. And as I talk about me, I talk about happy things. I talk about good things. I talk about wonderful things. And that's what I am. Whenever my child had a hurt or had a problem, they would come to me and they would say, Dad, I got a problem. Or they might not even say it. They just might cry and they might feel sad, and they jump up on my lap and they say, hug me. I'm unhappy. So I'd hug them. And soon the unhappiness drifted away. And I would sing to them. And I would tell them little stories. And I would tell them how wonderful they are. And I'd tell them what a good person they are. And then they'd drift off into sleep in my arms. And I would drift off to sleep with them because their sleeping was contagious and so wonderful. And I would drift to sleep because I too was peace. The peace I gave to my child, I too was that peace, and it was wonderful. Sleep is whatever you make it. You don't need a lot of sleep, but you want quality sleep. And to have quality sleep, you like yourself. All of the tensions, all the anxieties, all the concerns that could normally be in your mind, you say, peace. I let go, and I let the divine in me be who I am, and I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. Right now, take a moment and close your eyes. No matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, you're listening to this talk, say to yourself, I am peace. And as you say, I am peace, say to yourself, I like me. I like me. Breathe deep. Oh, so deep, and say, I like me. Oh, I like me. And you believe it or not, while you're breathing deep, you'll yawn. Yes, you'll even yawn because you're relaxing. You're breathing deep. You're peace. Now, just for a moment, think of nothing. Just say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And as you do that, and as you say that, that moment or two of saying, I am peace, is equal to one whole night's sleep. And you are all in divine order. And you create yourself relaxed and peaceful and good now and forevermore. Because this is your gift to yourself. When you say, I go to sleep, I am peace. I am in charge of my world. I'm in charge of my life. I'm in charge of everything. And I like me. So, my beloveds, breathe deep. Have a good moment's sleep. Be alert. Be awake. You're ready for a glorious day of happy happenings that you put in motion by your thought, by your cause, by who you are. Have a lovely day and a lovely night, and know that in your heart I am with you always, telling you peace, sweet peace. Enjoy it now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.